Howdy and welcome to the 10-Week Bible Study. This is a special series we're doing in the weeks leading up to Christmas on the messianic prophecies found in the Old Testament. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about the Hallelujah Chorus found in Isaiah chapter 9. Howdy, I'm Darren Hibbs, and thank you for joining me today on the 10-Week Bible Study. I'm really excited to look at this passage that Handel used in his all-famous Messiah, that Hallelujah Chorus, this proclamation of the coming of the Messiah found in Isaiah 9. Before we get started, let's pray today. Lord, we ask that you would open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us today, God. Speak to us. We want to encounter you. We want to know you. Touch our hearts today with your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. With that, let's go ahead and jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Isaiah chapter 9, starting in verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now let's pause right there. Now, if you've been keeping track with us here, remember that the Hebraic or Old Testament mindset of what the Messiah was going to be, what they taught at the time of Jesus, and even to this day to some extent, is that the Messiah is going to be a man. He's going to be a descendant of David, a human, who is going to come and rule and reign. He's going to take over. He's going to be this warrior king. He's going to take over the entire earth and bring all of the nations of the earth in subjugation to him as he sits as king in Jerusalem. He's going to reign with perfect justice and righteousness and all of that kind of stuff as we're going to see here. But he's a man. And this idea that he's somehow God is very foreign to Old Testament or even modern rabbinic tradition, where they don't see the Messiah as being God. But right here, this is a fascinating passage. Right here, it calls the Messiah Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He's the Mighty God. Isn't that amazing? He's a son. A child is born and given to us, but yet he is the Mighty God. How is it that God can become man? And this is the intermingling. This is where these two come together. This is where we know that Jesus was that Messiah. He is that Messiah that was prophesied about because he is both God and man. The angels prophesied, they foretold of him coming when they spoke to Mary and Simeon right before he came in the Christmas stories. We know that Jesus is this wonderful counselor. He is God with us. Let's continue on here. Verse 7, of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So what we see here is that Jesus is that fulfillment of this prophecy. He is going to sit on David's throne. He is going to be a man. He is going to be a son, a child that is born a human. But he's also going to be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father from everlasting past to everlasting future. He is that man. He is God in the flesh. These two coming together to bring about our salvation. Now, to be sure, he is the Messiah. He is the one who is going to save Israel from oppression and rule and reign all of the earth from his throne, from David's throne in Jerusalem. He is going to do that. The Bible makes it very clear. Old Testament and New Testament make it clear that he's coming again to do exactly that. But he came this first time. What we celebrate at Christmas is the first advent of the Messiah, of Jesus Christ, when he came to take away the sins of the earth. He's called here the Prince of Peace. We can have no peace with God unless our sins are forgiven. unless our sins are wiped clean, there's no peace with God. There's no way for us to approach God unless we can be reconciled to him. And that's what Jesus came to do. He was born into the lowliest of conditions. His parents couldn't find any place for him, as we talked about when we talked about Bethlehem. There was no place for them, and they didn't have any money to bribe anybody for a nicer place. So they end up in a stable with animals, and Mary gave birth to the mighty God in a stable full of animals. They placed him in a feeding trough, in a manger. That's how the Son of God, that's how the mighty God, the everlasting Father, was born a human into this world. It's a mystery that I think we will never find the depth and breadth of for all eternity. I think for billions and trillions of years, we'll be amazed that God did things this way. I pray that during this Christmas season, you'll take some time, you and your family, to meditate on what God has done for us by becoming a man. That this child was born, and then he's called the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. I'm Darren Hibbs for the 10-Week Bible Study, and I can't wait to see you next time.